This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the Sound Off.
The Sound Off.
Yeah. Here on Reinvention Radio. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
We're at TOJ.
Hello.
Pleasure, Mary. Way to hang you down in the studio. And we are not going to talk about what Kelly is doing.
Nope.
Because if we talk about what Kelly is doing, I will go down a rabbit hole. So I will not mention the fact that Kelly is
doing
something.
The hatch
Plus,
on
we
the
talked
rabbit
about
hole.
That the other day anyway.
And we did talk about it the other day anyway. All right. So let me ask you guys this. 100 days into the presidency, we won't talk about politics, but let's just talk about general mood. How do you think folks are feeling generally about the economy? Do you see folks being excited about where we're at and money and business in general? Or do you think that we're in for a beep storm and things are going to hit
well,
the fan here
soon? Well, you guys
soon?
Know where I come from. So to me...
Because you're on the front lines with real estate. And actually, I want to talk about real estate
gosh.
Here. So what are you seeing on the real estate side?
Yeah, but she's sitting in like the perfect place to be doing it, too.
It's not the most profitable market in the whole world. I'm actually going to go into that.
Okay.
But yes.
Real estate right now, where I'm positioned in San Diego, multiple offers if you're under $1 million.
And then it ends up over $1 million.
It's still... A house down the street from me hit the market, 0 days on the market.
Zero.
$3 million gone.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm super optimistic because I've made money in a bad economy.
Yeah.
So it's my fault if I don't make money in a good economy.
Yeah. And I'll
tell last 8 years were good, just so you know. By
last
the way.
8 years have been really good from a real estate perspective. But
those last 8 years
but just
years general, have been good.
They're, general.
That's not, I hope you're comparing it to other years because those were good years.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yes.
Yeah,
but
so
I
that
feel
wasn't bad, is what I'm saying.
So your buyer's enthusiastic. Are you seeing enthusiasm? Are you seeing people being positive? What do you?
I see nervous buyers because they know what they're up against.
Because they know they're buying at the top of the market right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they're in competition.
To get so even okay, I got it. What do you think, Richie? Are you seeing folks like
well,
in your conversations?
You kind of phrased the question interesting, like. Average. What do you mean by average people? Like average in the blue states or average in the red
states?
I think
and
it's going to be more.
County of the
I think
state.
It's going to be more of the same. Like if you.
So in the circles you run in, are people positive?
Now,
are they? How are they feeling about the future? What
circles
what are you
I
seeing?
Run in, they could care less.
They could care less. They create their own future. They don't care.
They care less. Oh,
yeah. They create their own future.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
the people I hang out with, not to say I don't care at all what's going on in that house.
Yeah.
But. We care more what's going on in our houses than in that house.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Wait, are you seeing folks being in the conversations that you have? Are people enthusiastic? Are they what are you seeing in terms of just general mood around the economy and the future and so on? What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
Well, if I can answer that question in two parts,
one answer, two parts. Please go.
Right.
Yes.
First, in terms of this generally. I haven't seen much of a change other than in this business, I'm really surrounded by entrepreneurs. Mm. And really, since 2008 was the mind shift of everybody going, I can't count on a job. I got to create my own future.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just seeing this as a continuation of that overall feeling of everybody going, we've got to reinvent ourselves.
Yeah.
I've got to become an entrepreneur. How do I do that, right? What's my word for the year from your end of year show or
nuance.
Start of year show?
That's mine.
No, that's
yours. Dang it.
Mine is despite.
Despise? I love
no,
that word.
No, not despite.
Oh,
despite.
No. Oh, despite. Yes.
So that's kind of everybody. Despite what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second part of the question, I think in the general, the economy may be reflected in the stock market in that. If you look at the stock market's growth, it's been concentrated in financial services and medical, pharmaceutical.
Yeah. We're over 20,000 right now. We're about to hit 21,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
I remember when it was a big deal to hit 10.
To hit 10!
Right?
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
And like something like 40% of the financial market was Chase going up. But something somebody pointed out is the stock market's attempting to be predictive. And these areas that are going up are because they assume they're going to get deregulated, you know, the pharmaceutical, the medical companies, the financial. So it's all going up on the anticipation of deregulation.
Deregulation.
Well, that's what people forget in general.
But however, no deregulation is passed. And as we're seeing the Republicans in Congress have trouble passing different things, it may never pass. So we may be in for a shock as people's anticipations aren't met by the reality.
Because the stock market isn't based on what's going on now. It's based on future. Well,
exactly.
Right. What's the, it's already traded. It's future always, news has already been traded.
Yeah, exactly. So they already, they're basing on the future. So, yeah.
So,
so they'll make a war.
But they're predicting something that may not happen.
For sure. And so it's interesting. Do you know, and Richie, you probably know, you know the name Phil Town? Does that ring a bell with you?
It does, but I'm blanking.
You know, really, I mean, does that name mean anything to you?
Definitely
Mary?
It does, but okay, I'm completely blanking right now.
So he's a guy who does a lot of public speaking, a lot of writing and whatnot, and talks a lot about future trends and so on, specifically real estate and those sort of things as well. Anyway, he so I was at a fairly small event with some pretty interesting people from different just areas of business, if you will, and so Phil was there and other folks that you would know, like Sean Stevenson, who's the little dude in the wheelchair, and you know, some other really interesting folks. Anyway, Phil was talking about how there are certain trends, right, that you see in terms of the economy and how the markets react to what's going on and up, down, the whole nine. And basically, there are a couple of different, and I have it written down, but there are a couple of different scales, if you will, that people turn to just to kind of do predictive analysis of what's going to happen and so far as the economy is concerned and the value of things, et cetera, et cetera. Evidently, pretty much every 10 years, like clockwork, things start to tank. And so this is literally into the 10th year right now of this current cycle. So basically what he is saying is if you've got a ton of cash, you're going to be in a great position here over the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 year period, because it may not happen tomorrow.
As long as you're not over leveraged in other stuff.
Well, that's why he's saying if you've got assets, to get out of those assets now and to convert those assets into cash, because those who are sitting on cash are going to really be able to take full advantage of what's coming. And he says, in his way of thinking, that no, you know, you can hide your head in the sand, but historically it may not happen this year, 2017. It may not happen the first part of 2018 or the late, but in the next couple of years there is going to be a huge downturn, a correction, right? And like you said, I mean, the Dow Jones, Jesus, over 20,000 hitting 21,000. I mean, the growth there has been unbelievable. So point only being that if you're into the whole arena of buying and selling, it may be a good time to start thinking about piling up on cash.
Cash out.
And and short some of those things if you're in the stock game. So just something to think about. But to that end, it's interesting to see how there are what you do, Mary, and to your point, there are a huge number of dollars, I mean, just a huge amount of money that's still going into real estate. And to the tune of basically those who sold their homes in the first quarter of the year realized an average gain of $44,000 since purchasing their home, according to a new study. That actually could have been a purchase within the last 90 days. It could have been, you know, 20 years ago. But interestingly enough, if you invested in our area, the San Diego up to Carlsbad areas, they put it, you had an opportunity to gain, on average, about $144,000 on the sale of whatever it is that you bought, whether it be a home or apartment
building. Doesn't matter the price point?
Doesn't matter the price point. On average, you got about a 41% return on your investment.
In how much time?
In the first quarter of this year, between when you bought it and when you sold it. So it doesn't say the period of time.
Well, I mean, that's kind of huge. That's useless information.
Right.
Then.
So it there has to be more to that.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course it does. They could be like, for people in the fine print, for people who held it for 30 years.
Right. And so I wonder, it's interesting because the study said if you're looking to buy or sell a home this year, you probably know that the housing market is booming in virtually every corner of the country. In fact, homeowners who sold in the first quarter of the year realized an average gain of $44,000 since purchasing their home. Now,
so that doesn't fit in my world because I have my house for 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. So, if you sold, if you only made $44,000 over 27 years, that would not be a good return
that
on your investment.
That might happen in a small town in the Midwest. Or right. Right?
So another example of why to just put content out there. People will talk about your content even when you don't even have facts in it that make the content worth talking
about. It's interesting. So, all right. So just taking taking all
it's your personality, Richard.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's good. It's all about the nuance, right? Nuance. It's about context. All right, but it's interesting because let's assume that this is a reasonable study that takes into equal consideration what takes place across the country, and all of the variables are equal. The only difference is the market.
What size? What site is it?
That is a good question. This was from
The Onion.
Atom Data, ATTOM Data Solutions. I'm not sure what business there
you
is.
You see what I'm talking about now?
I know. It's,
here
it's
you are, quote, like,
But the bottom line is evidently Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, San Jose, and San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward are still the top two markets across the country right now for
returns.
Okay,
if we go back to 93, I was selling real estate, and it was a huge buyer's market.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep.
Then it crashed again in 2008.
Yep. So we're right here. We're right here.
It's still 17. I still have something one and done things to finish up.
Yeah. All right. Well, get to it, right? I mean, if you've got assets, it seems at least I'm not trying to be the, you know, the sky is falling. I'm not trying to be Chicken Little here. But,
oh, yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I just want people to be aware. That's our goal. That's our job, is to educate and inform and entertain. And if you sell something, you make a lot of money. You heard it here first. All I ask for is 10%. I think that seems fair, right? All right, guys. For Mary Relay, Richie Ote, I'm Steve Olsher. We'll talk to you next time on
Just Got Dismantled.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What?, Steve Olsher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.